Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, DMV area? This is JB, and it's another week of JB's Lock It In. Sorry for the, you know, a couple minutes late. I was just talking to another promoter about another race going on in Thunder Valley soon, so I've been pulled, you know, I'm pulled here, there. I've been selling front ends, been selling, you know, carbon fiber wings, been selling this, selling that. Man, I'm just worn out, trying to sell a car, everything's going on, but just wanted to give y'all some updates. Last week, went down to Fayetteville, had a good time with In The Cut. I mean, he showed great hospitality, had some good action down there. I mean, it was great down there. For over 5,000 people, I think he had 300 cars, had a couple shootouts. Young Stang and the Slut got it on. Carlton Thornton went one and one down there. He lost one, took one. Who else we had there? Bad Storm knocked off Big Dave and them with the Coupe Performance car. Who else went one? It was a lot of action. The Mistress Fallen took the win. Mistress had a hell of a save. He saved the car. The car was going to the – it made a move to the middle. Hell of a save. I mean, just a lot of action. And, man, just great hospitality, good people. Hung out with John Roundtree, with the Lethal Weapon car. Just had a good time, man, you know. And today, I don't know if y'all know, but I'm just going to let y'all know, the cat is out the bag. April, the race everybody's been wanting to see. I know I've been wanting to see because I'm a small block Ford man, and I love a small block Ford. And today I got an email from nobody other than Young Stang, Mark Jackson. He told me, said, "Hey, JB, go on and let the cat out the bag. Showtime Coupe versus the Bloodhound, April 26th at the House of Hook." So not only can y'all boys rise down and take a chance at that $40,000 pot that's going down there, but like I said, Young Stang will be running roadie in the Bloodhound April 26th, heads up, eighth of a mile. I think the money is supposed to be, from what I heard, the money is supposed to get up to $10,000. So if this is the race you're looking for, you got it. Two of the baddest small blocks, all motor, in the country. You got small block Chevy versus small block Ford. So y'all can pick one and ride with them, or y'all can go up to House of Hook April 26th. Catch it yourself. You heard it here. Now we're gonna open the line for one of our racers who he went up. I think he had, had some problems. I think at the end of the night, he got him a little grudge action going on. Weedy Cooper is about to get on. What's going on, Weedy?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, man, just chilling. How y'all doing out there?
Man, doing good, man. I'm just, man, I'm pulled between everything, man. They got a big race going down in Thunder Valley here soon, and I'm going to tell you right now, the names that are on the flyer coming up, I can tell you right now, if you don't go to Thunder Valley, I think it's next month, it's going to be, you ain't going to be nowhere, because from what I'm hearing, just some of the names, now I'm just going to go put some of the names, Cold Killer, Donye, and Never Scared Racing in the same area, the same track, the same day. It's going to be scary.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a good lot of excitement out there. All the fast cars, all the good, you know, all the grudge races, you know, the fast cars everybody look at, everybody's supposed to be there. So this should an excellent race.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm you know, and then I know you heard, I don't know if you saw the page, but this week, you know, got an email from the Grown Folks Board. Gerald Coleman and the Grown Folks, and they wanna get their G body in the DMV area, and they have been seeing a lot of this stuff on June 14th. So you know, Gerald emailed me, said, "Look, man, I'm trying to come down June 14th," and he said, "I got a big block, I'm conventional head, and I'm nice, and you know, I'm all metal." I said, well, you know, we're going to look for something. We're going to look for something. Now, you know, the first thing, before I can even get it out of my mouth, I'm going to go ahead and let you know, Sean Murphy wanted it right then and there. It was like, I mean, he hungry. Because right now, I mean, as you know, he is big block, conventional head, stock suspension, 275. But, you know, some things went down. And they want to lock in with Marvin Carter and the Angel Dust body. So, but hopefully before the night, we might get a lock in on that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, right? We all at my shop right now. I got the owner of the Angel Dust. He right here beside me. But
okay. Marvin
is right here beside me, but he getting ready to call in right now. He, you know, we had a shop. But this is exactly what he told me. He said, he not worried about no grown folks. He said, they can get all the action that they want. He don't care. He going to call in about 5-10 minutes, he going to call in, and then he going to express it and talk himself.
Okay, well, yeah, because I told, you know, I'm going to tell you, it ain't no secret. I'm riding with, you know, my hometown. I'm riding with the Angel Dust. So if this race take place, I'm trying to get me some side bet action, because I already know. I think he's texting in right now. The driver has already texted me and said that he can't wait. Let's see. Here we go. The
I already know the driver. So we not worried about no what they call again?
Grown folks.
When I say we, so letting you know we all together. We not worried about no grown folks. None of that. I guarantee that. But he gonna call in, and I guess the driver's gonna call in too, and then, you know what I mean, y'all work that stuff out. But they not gonna
I might have the driver right here. Let's see, 301-875-5450. 301-875-5450. Your microphone is open. Who am I speaking with? All right, we got a microphone open. Nobody's speaking.
You're talking to Faith, buddy.
Huh?
Faith from Maryland.
Who is that?
Y'all don't know me, but I'm looking for a worm they call Brown.
You looking for a worm?
They call
Brown.
Funky worm.
Oh, you looking for the funky worm?
Yes.
I think I know the car you're talking about.
Yes. Yes. I want to pick some money, post some money, and this is the only way I can do it.
Oh Lord! So you are trying to get in touch with the owner of the funky worm.
Yes, I want to raise him head up, 8 mile, for whatever price.
Hey, Weeby Cooper, do you know the owner of the funky worm?
I'm on the phone.
Huh?
What you say?
Do you know the owner of the funky worm?
Yeah, we got a guy on there right now. It's a Nova. 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 Nova.
Hey, hold on, somebody has a speakerphone on and it's muting the mic.
Well, I know
what I mean. Hold on, I got a microphone open. Maybe we might 301-523-2865. Are you the owner of the Funky Worm? Please tell me you are.
No, I'm the owner of the 60-foot man on foot.
Oh.
Is that that slow-ass Bruce Styles? Whatever. All right, don't start. Hey, I know, that's y'all talking about Don Brown. That's Don Brown out of Maryland with the Nova called Funky Worm.
Okay, well, somebody is on here right now looking for the owner. Now, you might know this guy that's on here, Styles, do you know this guy? 301-875-5450. What's your name again?
Face, buddy.
Face.
Yes.
Nah. Well, I never heard of you. Where you from? Where are you?
I'm from Merlin. I know you, Styles.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay. I know a lot of people buy their cars and Face. I don't know about their real name.
I mean, what makes it so bad? I haven't even bought the car out yet.
Oh, well, then you know how to get in contact with Don. Carlos can get in contact with him, too.
When are you going to be ready? I hope somebody let him know.
All right, when are you going to be ready?
Whenever he's ready.
No, I'm asking you when you're going to be ready.
I mean, we could be ready anytime next month.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying, because if Don said he's ready now, then you said next month. So if you want me to relay the message, I want to be able to relay the message. The man said he want to lock you in now for this day, that day, or whatever.
Anytime next month.
Okay. All right. I get in touch with him. And are you on Facebook?
No.
All right. Well, we'll get with JB, and JB will get with you.
All right, buddy.
And I'll pass the message on to him.
Not a problem.
All right.
All right, we got two more mics open. We got out of town number 240-577-1615. And we got somebody with a speakerphone that's going to have to mute.
Richard Bird.
Somebody says you put down a term of 64 at Fayetteville this week.
Hold on. We got
to do some of
these mics first.
Wickerbird.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Somerville. Somebody said you put down a pro stock 60-foot this weekend.
I can put one down. I did one last weekend. My body isn't healed up now.
Okay, you know what I mean? So what, you didn't need no sports cream or Bengay or anything? No Advil?
Nah, I ain't putting nothing on. I do it the old-fashioned way. I just deal with the pain. So I'm straight now. I'm only one and done. I can do one a week.
Okay. Well, we try to lock you in for June 14th then.
Oh, man, y'all locked in. You remember, these are my steps. You got to be at least 48 or older. You gotta you gotta weigh at least 218 pounds or more. That's what I weigh. I would say the goatee, but I do without the goatee. Just 48 and 218 or better, y'all got action. I'm only running 80 feet now.
You got it, and you got it.
Okay, and the bid to start off at $100. Now,
right,
if it go up
right.
further than that, that's cool, but my minimum is $100. And it's off right. the trailer.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night, and I'll hit y'all later, all right?
All right. Wait a minute. Who I'm talking to, though?
The same guy you sent the shirts to for Black History Month.
Oh,
I want to say thank
you. Okay. All right. No problem. You welcome, man. Oh, y'all got right. that. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put that 60-foot down on y'all.
All right.
All right, what's going on, Styles? Man, you got people talking all kinds of crazy stuff about your 60.
Man, and you see when I ran past him, I told him give my money, and I was looking down at him.
Hey, but look, I got a racer for you right here, Styles. Listen to the number. I think you might can give him the kick. After I say this number, you'll know whether you can give him the kick or not. 202-421-0077.
He
throwing
that
stuff out on that racetrack.
I'll
burn his ass. Yeah.
Boy, he got the kick. He'll fall down. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, man? How everybody doing tonight?
Now, Marcus, if you really want that punishment, I'll give you the kick.
I'm going to do it, too, goddammit.
I don't want you falling out, scar your face, or your wife come looking at me while you do that to my husband.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen,
goddammit. You'll
wear a helmet?
Style. Yeah.
Nah, hell no, I don't need no helmet for you. I just need the kick. You gonna give me the kick, I'm going on that ass, you hear?
There you go. What's
going on?
What's up?
Hey, I'm trying to figure out if you went to Fayetteville last week and got them all riled up. So, on the 14th, who's the first victim, huh?
They just said Somerville.
Yeah, who that is. Hey, Monster, you must know that.
Oh, that's your
piece. Yeah. Okay, well, he about to get some space put on.
Yes, sir. Monster, I do one at your race, too.
You got it.
Hey, just give me one 48 and 218 or better.
Yes, sir.
Off the trail. Do you want that action on your race?
I might have to step up and man up and take that ass of yours. You hear me? I'm too late.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to get the kick. You hear me?
You got the kick. I know you too late. You get the kick. I give you the kick. We're going to do that.
I want to take this time to thank you and the Metro Area Grudge for everything that you're doing for the area, you know? And that's one of the reasons why I stepped in. When you guys say, let's work together to take care of the area, I want to put this out there. My props go out to you guys. The gentlemen, the ladies and gentlemen that you guys took care of with those awards at the banquet, the people that paved the way for it,
right.
Each and every one of them have called to say, man, we really, really appreciate the words and the guys looking out for us. And I just want to tell you, big props to you guys for doing that, you know?
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have been able to do it without them. You know, they inspired us to do what we do by watching them, you know?
Hey, Monster, I got somebody on Yo. Here. A little quiet right now. Styles been picking at them boys on their page today, and I'm going to just read this number out, 804-569-1541. Oh, that's Pete.
I heard
JV.
No,
who is that?
This is your worst nightmare on the phone.
Who's that?
Oh, Lord. That's the other one. That one.
Who is it?
This is the one that's going to have cornbread for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh my God.
Hey, Kenny, I'ma sit you over there with Mr. Kool-Aid. You know who Kool-Aid is, right?
Who is that?
That's the slut. His new name is Kool-Aid.
Oh, hey, look, hold on, look. Y'all done talked about 804-769-0482.
What you mean, Kool-Aid? Ain't no damn Kool-Aid pumping here. I told you, your heart pumping Flavor-Aid. That's a Dollar General version of Kool-Aid.
I had to find something to call you.
I know, man. They've been hard on me this week. You take one loss and look, people hard on you, but I don't even care about the loss.
But no, it ain't about that. It was about, you know, we had to get that boy your race. You know, Youngstein been running his mouth. I've been going down there for like 7 years. I have yet to see him run somebody. And I told him, me, JB was with me. I said, I'm going to find you a race today. You know.
Well, I can tell you this. He did a good job that day. I tipped my cap to him. But if he give me that race on the 25th, I'm going to show everybody how bad that small block he got is. If he give me that race, people got eyes, man. Ain't nobody, you take a loss. I took a bunch of losses. I don't give a shit about that, you know.
Right.
But when I'm at my best on a good surface, then we can talk.
Big Mark, light skin Mark, he said that you was Kool-Aid with no sugar.
Who is light skin Mark?
Mark Jones. Mark to be with Lil Mark from out of New York.
Let me tell you something.
He was the one that was lining Lil Mark up when I was lining you up.
Yeah, but Mark, I ain't get a chance to look over there.
Yeah, I know. It was a blur, wasn't it?
Huh? No, I ain't got a chance to look over there because somebody poured me too damn far out the water, and somebody was sitting back trying to play a game on somebody and involved me in the shit.
Well, no, that was them.
I ain't worried about that, man. Look, let me tell you something, man. The fastest car don't always win. The key is that the fact that I'm willing to do it again for the same bread, and I'm doing it with my own money. So as far as getting the bread already got up.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know,
I'm quite sure.
I don't want nobody else to. But I want to do it at MIR because the fact that I know both of us can make the trip there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
I seen what I needed to see.
Yeah, you did a lot of seeing.
Yeah. You gonna see a lot of seeing too, smart ass. I dare you bring in the cornbread to the truck. I'm gonna make you eat the whole damn pan. Then we gonna see how good you. And then I'm gonna turn around with a plate in my ankle and three boats, and I'm gonna 60-foot your ass on feet.
Yeah, that'll happen. You get the kick.
That's what I'm talking about. I want some of that too. People ain't gonna say I won't race. We can do it for the same hundred you did with the old other dude. Do it for the same hundred. I got a plate in my ankle and I weigh 60 pounds more than you.
Hey, you get the kick.
Now I get the kick, right?
Yes, sir.
JB,
me
and him just locked that in for 100.
We locked it in for 100.
We locked in on 100.
We got a caller that just slid in here, 201-303-7329. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Mark.
Oh, that's Mark Reddick, the spit in hole, y'all.
Hey, Mark.
What's up?
Mr. Kool-Aid say he has sugar in his Kool-Aid.
I'm Lil Mark's uncle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, you know, it's Lil Mark and Big Mark.
Okay.
Who was that talking about, we could do it again? That's the slut?
Yeah, that's the owner. That's the owner and the proprietor.
Okay. if you can't make it to Jackson on the 26th, because we done locked in to run Rudy and Jackson on the 26th. If you don't want to make that trip there, after we run Rudy, we'll come right back around, cool the car up, and get the car set up to run you the same day.
Me and your nephew talked about Buzz Creek.
Okay.
MIR.
Right. We talked about Buzz Creek also when we was
I don't remember what you look like, brother. So
I'm the one that got your number. You the one that gave me your number and I called you on my phone.
Mark.
All of us
blurred
to him, Mark.
Oh, look at that sucking dick. Fuck all that. Hey, look, that shit worked with some of them other cats, bro, but that shit don't work with me at all.
Well, listen.
I'm trying to think. What you say you got
light
my
skin.
Number.
Light skin.
I mean, I don't remember, brother. I mean, maybe you did.
Yeah. Last shit was going on.
Nah, okay. Won't nothing going on, Wicked Bird. You better back the fuck up, for real.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
After we come back from Mike Hill race on the 26th,
uh-huh,
we'll set up a date with you and meet you at MIR.
Yeah, the 25th of May.
That's Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, he said he was coming down to Buzz Creek for that. I don't know the name of the race, but for the 25th.
That's the custom seat under the underground.
No, that's the Gold Slammer Nationals. Gold Slammer
Nationals. Okay.
Yeah.
The one we have every year.
Yeah, the underground is in August.
Well,
is that the underground after dark?
Yeah,
in August.
We definitely going to do it again. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know.
That's cool.
If you feel as though that the track surface was the problem or whatever happened.
Oh, I'm not using that as an excuse, brother. Let me tell you something. When you go to the – either you make it down or you don't.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I ain't making that as an excuse. At the end of the day, I know what my car runs. And I know what it ran.
Okay.
I know what my 60 is, and I know what my 60 was, sir.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, that's all it is, you know.
Well,
we want you
to have optimum traction and
exactly.
Everything.
I'm not changing nothing on my motor. Nothing.
So that you can see that this small block has big block waves.
Man, she might got big block waves. I'm trying to. He got a W. He ought to be happy. Mark a cool little dude. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just saying, it might got a big block. Damn. Deep in there. They might got a big block. I mean, he might got big block attitude. But, bro, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give him what he asking for. And I ain't betting with nobody money but mine. So the bread, they ain't got to say get that bread up. Just say the bread got up. The new saying going to be get that bread up. Bring it up. I mean, at the end of the day, a mouth can say anything, but I can back mine up. I just, you know, it is what it is. We won the race. We had a good time racing. But as far as being a blur or like I'm, man, please. I was, if anything, I was more unhappy with the performance that my car put down to anything. And Wicked Bird, you sit back and giggle. You better make sure you keep cornbread in the goddamn shop.
Nah,
you button, hey, look, I'm putting this out right now. I dare you to bring it to the track.
It's coming.
And
it's
then
coming.
I'm going to laugh and joke with you like we do all the time anyhow.
Oh, it ain't going to bother me. That's why I put the car together so I can have some fun with the little guy.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yo.
Let me get on his ass first. Let me get his ass.
You make sure you get your starter and flywheel and all that stuff before you come to track. Because when I come to track, it's off the trailer. I ain't waiting on you to be fixing your car and putting
that
a heart in it.
That ain't
Weeby. Who's that?
This ain't
Who is?
You ain't talking to Weeby,
now.
This is Kenny. When I come to
track, it's going to be Kenny. Kenny, same thing goes for you, too. The same thing goes for all of y'all. When I come, I'm coming off the trailer. I ain't bringing it to the trap, and I got to work on it. That ain't going to happen.
How many times you see any one of my cars broke in the drag strip?
No, I say yours broke. I thought that was Weezy. I'm just letting you know that when I come to the track with Cornbread, I'm coming to race. That's it. I ain't doing no shakedown. I ain't even going to need to warm it up because it's going to be warm before I bring it to the track.
I'm ready to lock in with you right now.
By the time you get Cornbread ready, I'll run you off the trail every day to week.
And me too, Kenny.
Just one time, all y'all can stay in line. You know, I'm
going to
put some more, I'm
going to
put extra sugar in yours,
Dwayne. Yeah, you want that about it, baby. Like I say, they just said my heart pumped a whole lot of shit, but I ain't never heard nobody say it pumped Kool-Aid. I ain't never heard nobody say that I got shook up because of a race. Shit. I ain't never got shook up on a race. It wasn't no shook up there. It's just the fact it is what it is. You know? It is what it is. Mark made the trip. All you got to do is use your eyes. If you ever seen my car run before, use your eyes. It don't take much.
Well, how was your trip home?
Huh? Honestly, trip was at home, on the way home. You know what I was saying? This bitch going in the chassis shop this week, and it's in there now.
Okay.
It's in there now.
Okay.
It's in there now. You've been I ain't got these biceps and traps from the gym, bro. I got them for battling that mule going in the track. Fighting that mule going in the track. Because I will shake that. I will get in that ass, you know what I mean? And I done it too long. It is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I can't get no more money away because to me, to be honest, Mark got a gift. He got a gift.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He got a gift.
Hey, we got another out of town in here. 484-832-2153.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Pink Warrior here.
What up,
Joe? You want to bust around Weezy?
Man, we got late. I had problems. He had problems. He wasn't gonna work on that track.
Oh man, y'all killed me with that.
Hey,
man.
Look,
yeah.
Joe. Now me and Joe ain't. I talk shit to Joe. Joe can speak for it. When you're making any kind of power, man, it is what it is.
Oh man, don't buy one, man. Come on, man.
Hey,
making...
Styles, you have a card answer. You can't talk about it.
I wasn't gonna make a big time car to a small time car race.
Listen,
huh?
What's all that squeaking I hear?
I hear something. And it ain't me, JB, because I'm on my house phone, so I know it ain't me.
I was gonna go out at the end of the night against them, and then when I almost watched my boy Carmen stand near Wreck's car because of the track, I was like, you know what? They ain't even worth it, you know?
You know what, man? Look, man, y'all kill me with this track stuff. All these other cars went down the track.
And look.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Y'all got to
take
y'all cars to work the track. And that track, what's the deal with that track? And y'all just couldn't get y'all car to go down the track.
I ain't never ran there before, bro.
It don't matter.
So when I had a daggone 157, 167, 60 footer, you crazy?
Yeah, I mean, but you know what?
My car hook everywhere, man.
I wouldn't mind going out there, but I was supposed to go to quarter mile, and that track's not prepped after the 8th, and I wouldn't mind during the day, but at nighttime, even Weeby knew it was a little shady.
I don't know nothing, you're scared of me, Joe.
Styles, ain't nobody making excuses.
I know you're motherfucking scared of me. I don't give a fuck what
you're
talking about.
Hey, Styles, I ain't making no excuses, bro. At the end of the day, Mark Jackson, Young Stinger beat me, man. What the hell is that? I ain't making no excuses. I just want to see. I felt like I gave my money away.
Man,
I don't know what the fuck
you're
talking about.
All I'm saying is, it don't matter what track you're on. I'm going to pay you, man.
And you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? You're absolutely right with what you're saying. But at the end of the day, I'm not using it. I don't think you understand. I'm not using that as an excuse. I just say I want to race it again. I want to race the same race again.
Right, I didn't say you used as an excuse, but Pink Warrior came on and said the track was no good. He said the same shit about Capital and got their promos through there.
Yes. You
are.
But I will tell you this, Sal, in the cut said at his mouth, his own mouth, that the track wasn't there. Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it.
Okay, but what about the other cars that went down the track? What do you say about those cars?
Huh?
Oh.
What did you say? Hey, say that again?
Now, look.
Man,
okay, what did you say? Real Tree. Real Tree went down the track. He had more horsepower than everybody there. I ain't see him having no problem.
And I agree to that. I said that. Real Tree made a pass. But that
wait
Real
a
Tree know that track.
Well, Mark Jackson went down the track, too.
Mark Jackson was down the day before.
Hey, fellas, can I ask one huge favor? One big favor. Can we not say a race track?
I went down the motherfucking track, too. So how about that? And the motherfucking Pink Warrior ain't right now. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Fellas, can we not say the track's name, please? Because that, I'm going to tell you, that puts a frown on their face. For us in the Grudge game.
I don't mean nothing by it because a lot of guys monster can get down that track. I'm not saying that I'm just gonna say my car didn't work on that track. How about that?
There you go.
My car didn't work on that track. I mean, I don't get up underneath the car
too. Reason, Dwayne, and the reason is those tracks they tend to hit the promoters up and go, man, leave that guy home. You know, or tell that guy. And, you know, what we're doing is we're learning every day knowing this game, you know? And, you know, it's funny that you said that because it was a couple of people that kind of bashed Capital. And what happened is, so everybody understands, they prepped the track both ways. So the drag radio cars can go and the slick cars. So as Wicked Bird said, you have to sometimes tune your car for the racetrack.
Exactly.
Now, you know, and that's what some people don't understand. Down this way, they're doing a little different than up the road. So,
yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. What I was saying was I don't lay on the ground and tune my chassis for that. I mean, I ain't even never been up underneath. I don't even know what pinion angle underneath my car. You know what I mean? So, to be honest, I just put the bars up underneath there and put a motor in it and went racing. So, at the end of the day, like he's saying about certain people get down the track, less power can get down the track.
Absolutely.
Less power can make the trip. A W is a W. Ain't nobody taking nothing from that.
Stop talking about that W, man.
Man, you know, it is what it is.
Let me ask you a question. So you and Cornbread don't get it on, and Kenny Beecham and Cornbread, goddamn, boys, you don't have to go buy a 55-gallon drum of gas, Cornbread.
Man,
nah,
Cornbread,
I ain't worried about them.
What, I'm going to turn Cornbread ass from Cornbread to toast.
Man, Cornbread ain't even going to goddamn start the hell up.
Yeah.
I
want to bother him.
Hey, Monster.
I wasn't going to bother him until he called. He said my heart was pumping Kool-Aid and tried to play me out like I'm scared, like I was shook from a race. You understand? I won't go bother him. I'm going to let Cornbread slide because Cornbread actually bet with me and lost money with me. But when he got on there talking about some pumping Kool-Aid,
You thought your friend's wife had her finger in you, didn't you?
Man, I know he know the truth. He know the truth. He done seen my car running up. He know the truth.
I'm glad I'm able to talk to every one of y'all on the phone. That's what I'm glad about. And see, that's one of the things that people don't understand. The safety side of this is the most important side.
At the end of the day, man, I felt bad about losing everybody's money. But I talked to Kenny and all of them, they gave me the insight on it. And, you know, and I even talked to Bird about it. I don't like losing nobody else's money. You know what I mean?
I told Mark, I paid $20 to come to that track to watch racing. And I wanted to see Mark run. He was trying to find a race, but he was carrying his entourage, and they were scaring everybody. But
they won't scare me. And they ain't scare my boys.
Yeah, we know that. So, but you know, at the end of the day,
That's why I bet with you. I thought you had a chance to win, you know, and I really wanted to see Mark drive his car all out. I never seen him drive a car all out.
And that's why I said even when I lose, I win, because I saw what I needed to see.
Yeah, but I don't want to put another head up. I got water with me. Fuck that.
Hey, I see what I need to see. I mean, I kept my hat to that young kid, man. I love the confidence. I love all that. I ain't one of them ones to be screaming about all this racing shit. Is you gonna race or you ain't? I mean, and I love running for that big money like that too. I ain't gonna even bullshit. That's the first time I ever ran for any money like that, and I love it. You hear me?
Yeah, I know you did.
I love it. But I promise you, if he give me, like he told me, I'm holding his word like he told me. He gonna give me the race back at Buzz Creek. I think he gonna do it. If he do that, then I kind of hope that everybody who got so much negative to say about the slut, which I don't need a cheerleading squad. I don't need a fan base. You see me when I pull up the track, I went over to Carolina by myself. So at the end of the day, I hope they ready to bet. And like I said, I got the bread up.
When's the next event at MIR?
They might got something before the one that we talking about.
Well, I don't know
about the next grudge thing, but I know the next thing is Gold War. But I think the next grudge event is in April.
There is one in April?
No, in May.
April.
Somebody see what the hell happened with Joe Manicazzi and the Blue Magic? I need to know what the hell happened.
Well, it looked like both of y'all was doing a lot of testing. That's what I should say.
No, you see what they do? They act like they don't know what our show is.
Listen, I'm trying to set it up now, trying to find out the next event. And when I can find we being do it.
You don't want to do nothing, Joe.
I do. I'm trying to tell you right now. I want to. I said, we'll do it up here. It's not a problem. Let's get it done.
Man, you too got that scared, man.
Well,
scared.
Okay, no, hey, Weeby, why don't
you think
Weeby?
You think what you want to think, but I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to lock it in.
Okay, well, Weeby,
I've been trying to race you for the last year. I've been trying to race at Capitol, and here we go, all the way down to Fairville.
Hey, Weeby, I know how we can settle this between y'all two. Both of y'all can lock in all the money now, which y'all won't go for. And y'all run off the truck.
We can do
that.
Well, listen, I needed one shakedown. I broke a starter and put it back on my car.
What you need a shakedown for? You knew you were coming in. Run your car the night before.
Well, I tell you what, you can't.
It's not my fault. Watery.
Yeah, get the people over to H-back, three tracks, then I'll see them.
Say it again?
Y'all get the pink warrior to come to any track, then we're going to make it happen.
Nah. Lock it in. Lock the money in.
Maryland.
Why don't y'all do Maryland in May?
We go to Maryland Sunday, if you want to.
We could lock it in for May 10th at Diesel if you want to.
Do Maryland on May 25th, man.
I locked me in with him, but listen, I've been chasing him for the last year, and we ain't raised yet.
You tell me where
you want
to be.
Yeah.
Somebody's cleaning the kitchen or something.
I don't know what the hell
they do. Look like they're stirring us some Kool-Aid when them arm pops.
Yeah, you mean Flavor Aid.
They
turn up some Flavor Aid. I'm going to call you Flavor Aid if you call me Kool-Aid. I'm going to cut that Kool-Aid shit out. Everybody know me, know my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid.
May
10th or May 10th? May
10th. Hey, I got a grudge event at Cecil on May 10th, but I'll wait till May 25th. And you got my word right now, I'll be there.
Listen, I'm not going to go to Cecil. I'll tell you right now. But I'll see you at Buzz Creek.
I'll go to Buzz Creek May 10th or May 25th. And we'll get it in to the... to the back door.
And no, and we do it off the trailer.
I ain't doing nothing off the trailer. I learned my lesson with that shit.
Come on,
Pig Boy, man. Everywhere you go, you got to shake down, shake down. At every track, Capitol, the Creek, Sandville, Cecil County, when do you have your car ready?
What? Give me one shakedown. That's all, man.
Listen, I ain't doing no shakedown. We do it off the motherfucking
You give me one shakedown, and then I'll be there. I don't want
Listen, Joe, I don't need no shakedown. Do it off the trailer.
I'm tuning to the track.
Give me one
shakedown.
Hey, Dwayne, sound like you passed that Kool-Aid, didn't you?
Say what?
Look like you passed the Kool-Aid over to 9 o'clock to the Pink Warriors.
I ain't, look, the Kool-Aid, you're gonna disavow me from that Kool-Aid shit, Wicked
Bird. Dwayne.
Yo.
Yo, this is Chad.
What up?
What you doing, boy?
Ain't nothing, man.
Hey, look. You get your boy Weeby to bring his ass Sunday to Maryland, and he can get that race he wants with me this Sunday.
God!
You telling Dan no hesitation? He ain't got to wait till no May, nothing, no April, nothing. He can get it this month, this Sunday. And if 3 days away, he can get his ass cracked.
He on the phone.
I don't care, bro. Bring the motherfucker. I'll be there Sunday, then. How about we talk about that?
Look, here's the whole problem. I got to tell Dwayne, because if I tell Weeby, he going to hide. I got to tell Dwayne, so Dwayne get him out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck you bring? You bring me there Sunday off the motherfucking trailer, I'll be there.
Hey,
How about that?
Look, don't forget our race now, Weeby. You said you're gonna kick me to the big end. We'll do it off the trailer. You kick me to the big end, it's your ass. Hey, you kick that black motherfucker I got off the trailer you want to, it's your ass, I promise you.
I tell you what, motherfucker, you come
I'm
there
roll
Sunday.
I'm gonna roll that motherfucker over for you. You
got it.
Hey,
you got it.
Hey, listen, don't wear my no jack. Don't bring no jack stand to fix that starter because I'm going to roll that motherfucker over for you anyways.
I don't need no motherfucking jack stand. All you get on the side of that motherfucking leg. If that was
that's
you
good.
Want, you don't get the same thing to that orange car. I did the orange car.
Hey, you kick me. It's your, I got news for you. Me and that orange car are two different people. I'm going down the motherfucking track in front of you.
Yeah, I should have started shooting your face too.
Hey, I got a
handcuff
from
where was
that
old car from? Yeah,
he's going
motherfucking down. Okay, I'll do that Sunday.
All right.
Hey, all right,
hey, Dwayne, you coming out this Sunday?
Yeah, I'm gonna come. We gonna bring the white Mustang. But mine, mine be in the shop.
Wait,
bring a box of Kleenexes.
You need
Dwayne
to hold your hand, Chad? What? You need Dwayne to hold your motherfucking hand or something?
Why?
you know what I might do for you? I might motherfucking let you leave and goddamn clear your motherfucking ass.
Did you say let me leave and then treat me?
Yeah, I might clear you.
Oh, clear me. I thought you were treating me. I said, bitch, you've been drinking too much.
No, I might motherfucking clear you. I ain't going to treat a motherfucker down slow.
Let me tell you what. Hands down, when you let me leave, that's the closest you'll be to me is sitting still at that light. When you let me leave, it's over with. Do you understand? When you look over at me in the stage lane and we can't go up, that's the closest I'll be to you. That's it.
Hey, listen. I don't want to worry about you. You need to worry about those slow 757 boys. But since you're so bad, I'm going to take your motherfucking backside. That's what I want to give you.
Now,
what kind of
football on that table?
All you got to do, stick to your word. You kick me, you ain't worried about nothing else.
I'm going to kick you so motherfucking hard, you're going to think I'm a mother. Oh, I am a donkey. You ain't got to worry about it. You got that kick. You got it.
Good. You kick me in the head. That's it.
In there without
me. I'm going to kick you off the motherfucking trailer.
You got it, bro.
Thank you. You got it. Off the motherfucking trailer. I'm glad you got the motherfucking kick.
Whoever wins the race gonna be a superstar on Facebook the next day. I can promise you that.
Hey, I can do it out. Win or lose, I'm still gonna
be a
superstar.
Whoever wins, they're going to be a superstar on Facebook, because I promise you they done put Mark Jackson up on the motherfucking top. I damn sure put him, if he won't, which he was already on the map, but I damn sure put him a step higher by everybody. I told you, it's a porn star. I thought porn was illegal on Facebook.
Man,
I thought porn was illegal on fucking Facebook.
You can't lose no race and get on Facebook
the next day. Well, you have to discontinue your page for a day or two.
That's right. If you go out there and you lose a fair and square race, you might as well go home, delete your whole page, and act like you ain't never existed.
You ain't got to lose a fair and square race on Facebook, bro.
Hey, D-Rod.
Yo.
I'm going to tell you like this. Sometimes you can be a king, but you can be a king not at your own home. You know what I'm talking about?
You can be a what?
I said you can be a king, but ain't where you're from. It takes other people to respect you from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's always the case. Let me get rid of these.
I got some people in here. I want to make sure they didn't push one by accident so we can get rid of some of this chatter. 301-943-6209. Do you want your mic open? All right. Well, 301-997-4235. Your mic is open. All right. And last one. 240-577-5170. Your microphone is open. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Al Capone.
Oh, shit.
You're speaking with Mr. Al Capone. How your brother doing now?
Is that Al Capone with that Camaro?
Yes, it is.
Sir, is
there
somebody you're looking for?
No, not really. I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, there's been a whole lot of, you know, talk about, you know, this one wanted to get at me and all this and that. May the 3rd, I'll be on the hill. So, you know, it is what it is.
God damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Styles, you hear that? That's Al Capone.
I hear him. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's happening with you, Mr. Bird?
Hey, nothing. I see they're trying to get me, trying to set us up. How are we looking for that day?
I don't know, man. Like I say, you know, I'll be up on the hill on the 3rd, you know?
All right.
I ain't going to be one of these ones to jump out there and call this one and call that one out. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of brother when I see it, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm talking about the foot race. I ain't talking about the car.
Oh, but the weight class
is
a little different, man. I might have to fix you or something, man.
All right, that'll work. We'll work something out.
You got about 20 pounds or so on it, so, you know.
No, I weigh more than you.
Well, you got about 20 pounds. I mean, you got about 20 pounds on me. See, you in the twos, I'm still under that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, as long as you're 48, it'll work.
Oh, yeah. I'm 48.
Yeah, I know. We'll work something out.
Okay.
Hey, Sal.
Yes?
Hey, I know what I want. That is, since we got Sister Chad on the line, I wanted to find out, because there is somebody Chad has been looking to race. And he's a real blood racer, as they say. I think his name is Big George. And he's been to Maryland the last past couple of weeks looking for Big George. And I was wondering if you could get in touch with Big George and see if he'll run Chad April 18th at Colonial Beach.
I'll talk to George like that. But they made the video saying that they was looking for, you know, whoever down the Colonial Beach, so I guess you have to go down the beach to catch him.
Okay, because, you know, the man has been asked, they sit exactly the same, small block, one kit on, you know, 10-inch tire, and the man has been up to Maryland numerous times looking for the race, and then, you know, I see a YouTube video that he is, you know, that he's looking for action. Well, I can tell him right now, somebody wants his ass they break me.
Well, trust me, somebody in his camp or affiliate with him hears this, and they'll relay the message to him.
Okay, cause it was a, don't get me wrong, it was a nice video, cause I'm gonna tell you something else that happened about that video. Let's go ahead and get this out. He's been on here a couple times, but I guess his, you know, his pizza business is kicking him right now. But somebody from that video, and we all know who it is, said they had the baddest all motor car around and won't scared of nothing. Well,
already called them out.
Yep, somebody heard that, and they were, well, now here they go. All right, here we go.
Hold
the 610-656-2422. Are you looking for Duck Harvey? Is that who you're looking for?
Yeah. Duck and Harvey, I believe so, JB.
What's up, piece of gangster?
Listen, wait
a bird. Yeah.
They're called, yeah. I'm a great weight hunter now because it's duck season now. Man. Yeah, we're sitting back waiting.
Speak your mind. Let them know that you're looking for them.
Yeah, there's no question about that, man. We're trying to find him. I don't know where he's at, but like I said, he got all the action he can handle. Like
he's down
said,
in the country. He's down in the down in them bushes. Down in them bushes right, down there in St. Mary's.
Let me let me open this mic. Oh, watch what y'all say about St. Mary's now. All right, we're gonna open that mic. Who is 202-910-5902? 202-910-5902. Your mic is open. I guess they must have hit the one button by accident.
Hello?
JP, yeah, you ain't got, do you have, what you call number, Buck Harvey's number?
No, I don't have, maybe, all right, we got another microphone open enough, maybe we can get in touch with somebody. Here we go, 240-501-6476. Who am I speaking with?
It's Lil Willie, Poor Man Raising Live.
Who is that?
Lil Willie, Poor Man Raising Live on Facebook.
Okay, well, what's going on, Lil Willie? I mean, you know, I hear you got these guys that's looking to do something. What's going on?
Well, Gerald said he's trying to get on, but he said it's full.
Okay, well, that don't mean that we can call him in. All you got to do is read off some numbers.
All right, it's 706.
All right, hold on. Let me. We gonna do this right now, cause we got the other party in the building. So 706.
306.
306.
6886.
All right, well, we gonna call him in. We don't. You know, we
still have
to
enjoy
this ride in your back
while your party is
free.
Oh,
you
gotta get
us
to bring that phone, so I'm gonna have to
talk to
this on this. I'll put a phone call. Yo, it's JFL, Pnep. Now, listen,
hello.
I know you do landscaping and all that, but we might have to get a new ring back home, brother.
JB, your phone is down a little low.
Yeah.
Hello?
There's some feedback. Somebody's got their phone. Yeah, the feedback's horrible.
All right, well, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to have to start putting some microphones on mute so we can get these, you know, the guys that's got something to get off their chest on the phone.
Somebody's on speaker. Somebody's definitely on speaker.
All right, hold on. We're going to have to, let's see what we got here.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on? Daryl Coleman, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey, none. We, you know, we getting you on tonight because we heard that you want to get over here and you're looking for a little act.
That's right. How y'all doing?
How we doing?
What's going on? That's what's up, man. That's up, man. Good to hear from all y'all, man. I don't know everybody on the phone, but some of the names.
Yeah,
what now?
We got the Pizza Gangster from out there in the Philly area. We got Bruce Styles, aka Wicked Bird, the known to gap a nigga on some, you know, in some Adidas. We got Kenny Beecher from the Horsemen. And we got, we got Running Bell, Mr. Shelton Gillis on the line.
Okay, like I said, man.
Yeah, we also, they on here somewhere. We got Marvin Carter. He is on, I think, right now, and he has the Angel Dust G-Body that's looking for a little action with your grown folks G-Body.
Yeah, I'm looking for some action with the G-Body.
Well, from what I heard, he has already said that he would do it.
I didn't hear you get some background noise, sound like.
Yeah, I'm deleting while I'm doing. Yeah, there we go. But he is looking for some action with you in June, head up, and he is on, like I said, he is on 28 now. So he got rid of it. He was on a bigger tie, but he is on the 28, and he is all metal.
Oh, man, he's stock suspension.
He's stock suspension.
Well, we good. He's stock suspension, big block, conventional headed. We good to go on the 28th.
I think his tuner might be calling in right now. Let's see if this is his tuner. 301-373-3881. Your mic is open.
Yes, Steve. How's everybody doing?
What? There goes the driver and the tuner, so y'all can talk straight up. What's going on, Steve?
Oh, not a whole lot.
What it do, man?
What you looking to do?
I said grown folks, man, down here out of South Carolina, put a G-body on 28th, drag radio, start suspension, all steel, four-body car. He's looking for a little action on it.
Yeah, we said identical. Big block with nitrous.
That's right, big block with nitrous. And I think I'm the baddest man I am. Yeah. I'm looking for another bad man to prove me wrong.
I don't know how bad we are, but we can try it.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, my man. I was talking to some fellas a little while ago. I guess they got y'all way of Maryland. Y'all out of Maryland or just the general area?
I'm out of Maryland. Yep.
Everybody out of Maryland, okay. Yeah, see, that's a little good hopper script for old Calendian like me. You know what I'm saying? We had to get together, man, and get everything, you know, worked out. We can get up there and try to get something did. I feel like it'll be, you know, something good for everybody, you know, to see it, to have a little fun. Like I said, you know, I don't do this for a living. It's just something I do to have fun. So, you know what I'm saying? They don't swear off mine when I win or lose. It's just to have fun, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Everybody's here to do the same.
Yeah, so that's what it do, you know what I'm talking about? Yep. I ain't trying to set the world on fire. I'm just trying to have me some fun.
That's right. If you ain't having fun, you're doing something wrong.
There you go, man. I told a guy asked me one day before, he said, man, what y'all willing to, what's the bet for? You know, I said, man, you know, I always try to look at my pockets, you know, when I bet, you know, so a lot of people bet with 10 people in their pocket, you know, I bet with one pocket, so, you know.
Right.
I know I'm good, you know, for my little bit of money, you know, so if you ain't got to bet no big old pots, you know what I'm saying, we can kind of have a little fun, get this thing back like it used to be, so we shake hands, have fun, and walk around. You know, I call myself a $1,000 man. You know what I'm saying? So, and I ain't beyond $1,000. You know what I'm saying? So we just, I can gamble with $1,000, and I can say I won't lose $1,000. I can gamble with $1,000.
Yeah, say if that's what you want to do, that'll work.
Right. That's the we had to get together, man. We get some phone numbers and get some dates up and get some things worked out, man, and hopefully we can try to come up to Maryland, man, you know, put on a little show for everybody and at the same time, man, have a little good at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, grown folks. This
yes, sir.
Did you talk to my partner, Carlos?
I hadn't talked to him yet. He was supposed to. He was supposed to call me. He did reach out to me on Facebook, but a lot of times, man, due to my work schedule, sometimes I get in late. I get in late. I stay up late. You know, a lot of people just catch me on that Facebook after 1 and 2 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying? So he might try to get with me. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, look him up or look me up. I'm Bruce Styles. And
okay, Bruce.
And we'll friend me, and then we can talk about getting you up here for that date to get to run this.
Okay, battle. Man. That'll work too. I think I'm on Long Island Joe's page, and I'm also on Matthew's page, and there's a couple of other guys from up that way. I'm on their page as well.
Okay.
But I definitely look the names up, and we'll try to get it out there with everybody.
Okay.
Try to get it out there. Yeah, because I got a little street car too, man. Ride around car, you know, little small block, one gun. We want to try to bring it too, man, as long as possible. We get some action with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 28-star kind of car.
I got a couple of people that got that's like on motor that, you know, if they, I talk with them and see if they'll run you, you know, before you come. Because we can, I mean, we got enough cars here in Maryland and Virginia to run anybody.
You said that's a G-body street car, right?
You're talking
about grown
folks.
Yeah, it's a G-Body, man.
G-Body street car. We got a young gunner that's going to be there that day with two of his G-Bodies. One of them he had at Fayetteville this weekend. It's a 23-degree. It's Carlton Thornton, 23-degree, small block, one gun, on 275, full interior.
Okay. Well, if he wants to action, he can get it too. You know what I'm saying? I don't just give him that car. You got a small block.
Okay, but hey, that's the thing. I know if you talking about you want a little street car action, you know he coming. And like I said, he you know he a young gun and he looking to get some action. He already told me.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Tell him this. You know, I'm in a little Mustang, so you know he ain't worried about that. But it's full interior. It's fuel injected. Like I say, you know, power windows and everything. You know, a lot of people, they try to sugarcoat it a little bit, but like I say, it's Mustang. But it's just super clean, man. Don't let that scare nobody, man. It's just super clean. You know, I don't believe in having cars that ain't clean. I mean, it's just super clean. It ain't fast, but it's super clean. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they look up on the hood, you know, they see all them extra things going to it, but it ain't them car packs, man. You know, we like to do that full interior thing down here on our end too, man. It's just that some of the guys with the bigger tires with the 29-inch racing, I just seen where they were going away with it, and I wish I still had all interior in my cousins, because it just got so fast with the 29-inch tire car. It don't do me no good to, you know, keep up with them kind of cars and be as light as they got to be. So, you know, I'm going to go back to my world. You know, I'm a heavyweight. You know, I call myself Andre 3000. You know, a lot of people don't like to do that thing, but, you know, I can go across that scale with any of my cars, and I'm 3000 plus. So, you know, I mean, I ain't knocking the guys that's light, man. I'm mad for all y'all that's light. I ain't mad with you, but, you know, I believe in all power. And if you got all power, you ought to drag it down through there.
There you go.
Yeah, so y'all get together, man. We just put up over the track, man. We just bought one of y'all cars from up y'all way. You know, I don't know if I should be saying it, but we done bought one of them nice pretty cars from that way, big car. And we just getting it out here now. We're gonna check it all out and see what it's gonna do tonight. See how it looks. And y'all guys, I get with y'all, man. I'm just pulling up at the Carolina Dragway, the House of Hook. I enjoyed everybody, man. Look forward to seeing y'all in Maryland. Y'all
okay.
Stay safe and stay blessed,
you
my
too,
man.
Man. All right,
man. Good talking to y'all, man. All right, man. Bet.
Hey, AP, what's that? JB.
Yo, what's going on?
This JB?
Yeah, this is JB. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I just got a call from a text from a anonymous person, for Buck Harvey. He don't want to talk.
Okay.
So I guess he's retracting his that what you call it? That was a that Taliban note that he was reading from.
Yeah.
When he said that he was
he don't want to talk. When he gonna have to? He don't want to talk. We're gonna find him.
There you go. We're gonna send the CIA out after him. He up in them hills somewhere. So I told him about putting out those fake videos, man. You know, I mean, you can say it, but don't call no names, and then that means it really doesn't apply to nobody. But when you start throwing names out there in this game, man, certain people take it seriously. I know how Peace the Gangster is. He, man, he ready to make the dough.
We locked that in that night. I'm searching for him. But see, I heard, now this is what I heard. I heard he can only go to two-day events because supposedly his car's so slow, he can't make it down there in one day. He can't make it to the big end in one day. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing up my end. That's how slow that car is. He can't go to a one-day event.
You ain't heard it from me. I didn't say it. I'm just the messenger. They text me that. Like I told you, somebody's always listening to the show, so a lot of times they can't get on, but the messages do get out there. So the people that really want to get on, that want to get a race in, they can find a way to get on the show. And I was getting ready to give his number out, but then they called me back and said he don't want to talk. He tapped out.
I'll tell you what. JB got my number. Feel free to give me his number or give him my number. I lock him in. I'll lock him in today. And like
I
said, it ain't over till it's over until I say it's over now.
Peace of Gangster, you ain't listening to me. He hollering Red Rock.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Red Rock means he don't want none. That's what that means. Hey, that's what that means. So we got to move on to something else on that
one. Oh, we might have somebody. We got a microphone that just opened, 240-577-1615. Your microphone is open for my sequence.
Go ahead, see.
Who is that?
That's my man, C. Hello?
Yeah, you on. What's up?
All I want to know is this right here. Everybody on here talking about they're going to race this, they're going to race that. Man, all I want to do is see it, man. All I want to do is be a fan, man. That's all I want to do.
Thank you.
All right, so I didn't hear who this was. Who is this?
Charlie, you talking to me? Hello?
Yeah, who is this? I can barely hear you, too.
What's your name? What's your name, sir?
My name's Dick.
Dick?
Yeah,
Dick.
Like D-I-C-K, like the thing between the dude's leg.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Nah, man, I just want to see all this go down. When and where is all this going down?
Some of it is different stuff, you know. Some of the stuff that we're talking about tonight is going to go down at Larry King's race today, and then you got some of it that's going to go down at June 14th. That's at election day, Capitol.
All right. That's what's up. That's all I want to know. I'll be there.
All right. Hold on, because we got one of these crazy white dudes with the long hair that jump up and down on top of his car getting in right now.
That's right. What's going on, guys?
Hey, now. What's going on? Running Bear over here.
He probably thinking about that race with me.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Well, I've been sitting here listening. I've been trying to say something when nobody acknowledged that I was here. Nobody but JD. The only reason he knew I was here because he knew my phone number. And all I want to know is who the hell let the damn dogs out today? Because y'all been barking like hell. And that, hey, and look, hey. And as long as I've been sitting here listening to y'all, and here come Hell Yeah talking about I'm scared of him. Ain't nobody scared of you, Hell Yeah.
I didn't say scared. I just said you weren't talking because of me. I didn't say scared.
I just
is that the way you took it? You chewing your fingernails too?
It's so much static in this phone tonight, and you know, I just can't. I don't like to talk over top of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're chewing your fingernails too, or what?
No, man. Matter of fact, I'm giving a pedicure.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. And you, yeah. You know what? I can't wait until me and you hook up.
You're damn right.
I just can't wait. This one has been hard on me, man, but just as soon as this weather breaks, the bad's coming out of Hibernation.
Well, it's going to be real hard at the end of the race, man, so just hold it together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right? I want to put something out there. I want Young Stang, straight motor, his 2000 against my 1500. I'm gonna set my car up to run on motor. He gives me the move through the eighth. I'll take him straight motor.
God damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
And we gotta set this up when I'm not racing everybody else on juice. So I just need a week, 2 week notice on it between me and him, whatever. 2 week notice. That way I can bring my car home to the shop, set my shit up to run on motor, got to do little changes on it. And if he gives me the move, because he knows I'm a nitrous car, you know what I mean? Just got to stick, you know, I'll take him my 1500 to 2000.
Okay.
Well, if you set your car to run on motor, you ain't a nitrous car no more.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
So you know you can't pull it out.
I'm gonna take the plate off
you
of
can't
it.
Pull
I'm
it
gonna
out.
Take the plate off. I'm gonna take the plate off of it. So there's no bullshit. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm gonna take the plate off of it. I'm gonna
it
put a yellow.
You know,
I'm gonna put a new set of tires
on
it. That are staggered just right.
If you set your car up to run on motor, you ain't a nitrous car. You run motor on motor.
Well, I still need 2 weeks to do it because I can't do that without going out and making a pass or two 1 week. But I want to run him motor, the point is. And I'm not going to have no nitrous on my car, no nitrous bottles in the car. I want the kid straight motor. But I'd like to go, because I know he's probably got the upper hand on me. So I want to go my 15 to his 2 grand. And I'll make it happen. If he agrees to it, I'll make it happen.
Okay, let me ask you this. You leave in... You know he's stock suspension, so you leaving everything. All you changed on your car is you just taking the nitrous off, and you still want the kick. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I probably need the kick, to be honest with you. I don't think
No, I'm asking you. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm asking you. So
yeah.
When I talk with, if they marking them not listening, when I talk with Steph
okay.
or on Facebook tomorrow, I know what to tell them because he's gonna ask me. Well, they know how you sit. You know,
yeah.
But all you're saying is that you're going to run on motor. So I'm just asking you, because they're going to say, well, are you going to take your bars off? Are you still going to be on big tires? You know, they're going to ask those questions. So I just wanted to clear it up. That's all.
Yeah, I'll still be on big tire. It might be a 10.5 tire, but it'll be a 31 10.5 or a 33 10.5 if I do put a 10.5 on it.
You still going to leave the Willie bars on it, too?
That's why I need a weekend to go out and try it, because I might not have to, because it won't leave as hard, you know what I'm saying, without the juice on it.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's why
I would need a weekend to check, but probably I don't plan on taking the bars off. I just want to run in motor to motor, and,
right.
And you know, I got to swap my converter out, you know what I'm saying, because I can't run my
no.
nitrous converter if I'm going to run motor.
No, I understand all of that. I was just saying, because I know with Steph, they're going to ask me that, you know.
or we can, JB can just get your number. JB, you got Stephanie's number?
Yeah. I can give me a call.
Yeah, I got Stephanie's number.
Okay, well then, JB, with Steph, and then Steph can he can skip Steph.
Well, look, I can do one better because I think he done slid in here. Let me read this number out. 973-878-6685. Your mic is open.
What up?
There goes your
keep that bread up.
What up, Steph?
Keep that bread up.
Yeah, what happened? I heard something about my man Steph. What happened?
Well, hey, you, somebody got to talk to you.
Who?
Hell yeah,
what up?
What's going on, buddy? Hey, man, I want to do this thing with you motor to motor. I just, I think I need to kick. If you kick me through the eight and I run your motor to motor, I'll take my nitro system completely off the car. I mean, you could hook up. I'd like to go for, like, since I'm the underdog here, we could go, like, my 1500 to your 2000. All that money you won last year shouldn't affect you at all when I bust that ass. Yay!
Oh, God.
What do you think?
That's a joke.
No, I ain't joking. Straight up, man. I want to run you motor to motor, and I just, you know, I need to put a motor converter in it, and I got one, and I think I can run with you if I got the move.
Hey, Mark.
This ain't
a comedy
channel, man.
Mark, this is Wickenburg. He's serious. He just sounds like he's joking, but he's dead serious.
I'm straight up, man. I really like to get with you motor motor. I think I can do it.
No, that's the craziest thing I ever heard in this game in a while. That's funny as hell. Like, did you think about that before you made that plan? Like, that should just sound retarded.
I mean, the worst you could do is say no. The worst you could do is say no, right?
I like this style, but that shit was all off the wall. That shit don't even sound like anything I would even consider. That shit is the dumbest thing ever.
Come on, man.
Nah, hell. When you think of something better, let me know.
So what, you don't think I can compete with you, or you don't think you can compete with me?
How would I let you set up on motor? Listen. Why would I give you the break?
A motor-to-motor race, right? A motor-to-motor race. I can't run you on motor with my nitrous converter, and there ain't none of you guys, none of them guys. I'm set up to run on. I'm being straight up with you.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to change my converter. I might put a different gear in it, but I'm going to be ready to run on motor.
Listen, I'm not trying. Listen, this is how I like the race, and I prefer to race like this. Like I tell anybody, I really prefer to race any car like mine or similar to mine, heads up. I really don't like asking for nothing. I don't want to give nothing. That's what
well,
I really
you
like.
Ask me for all
now, the
three,
race that I got now, the race I got now, that's all I can ask for. I got three races coming up, and that's all I can ask for. They're all close. They're all heads up, and I don't want nothing, and I don't want to give nothing. Now, your car is not like mine. For one, it's a back half, if we're talking about the little Mazda. You got a light-ass Mazda.
A Mazda.
What is that? A Z?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Whatever. Same shit.
Whatever, my ass.
Them shit is small, light, is a back half, bigger tires.
Man, it's 750 pounds. It ain't no heavier than your car. Your car ain't no fucking 2,900 pounds.
You don't want to bet that.
I want to bet side by side, which is what I want to do. Straight motor to motor. I'll take the juice off my car. I will have a motor car. Small block to small block.
That ain't how I race, though. I'm an inline head small block.
I mean, I can't run with you any other way because, you know, we're in a different class if I keep my spray on
then,
and you on all three.
Even if I would consider it, you want me to lay the pot to you. That don't even make sense.
What don't make sense?
My 1,500 to your 2,000. Or your, no,
well,
your 1,500 to my 2,000.
Shit, all that money you won last year, you ought to give me 500 just for thinking about it.
Well, all that money that everybody else won, they should give me some money. You crazy? I don't even. That wouldn't even make me wake up.
Come on, man. Then what's the deal then? 15, my 15, because I'm the underdog. So you're $2,000.
Okay.
I'll even buy you a beer afterwards.
I'll buy you a beer without reason.
Are you old enough to drink beer?
Yeah, man, I'm 30 years old. Listen, I'll buy you a beer without reason. But that's the craziest race I ever heard.
You, man, all the kind of races that you do, that you get this and you get that, and everybody else gives you this and gives you that, and that, and
but look, they all got more than
to run you for 500 less just to, because I'm the underdog.
Listen, all I'm saying is, the only time I do them races is because they got more. If anybody came at me like me, I ain't really asking. Or if I'm gambling, I just feel like doing something.
You got more than what I got.
Bet I don't. Bet I don't.
Bet you do.
All right, we got mutual
pushing.
Listen, let's bet $1,500 on what you said. I'm going to put $2,000 of your $1,500 on that, that you got more than what I got. Now bet that.
No, I ain't
gonna
do all that. But
now.
You got more than what I got. Because there's no way I could run with you heads up. So I think if I get the move, I will bust that ass.
Well,
give me the move, and I'll put 15 to your $2,000.
No, thank you. That's a good offer. No, thank you.
Man, you know. All right, we'll go for $1,000. We'll go for $1,000 head up, motor, 8 mile.
Damn.
If you had a track that I'm at, I might consider that already, but I'm not going to say I'm going to come somewhere. If I'm at a race at this track,
it's uphill track. The track we got down here, you don't want to race here.
If I'm at a track that you're at and you might throw that at me, I might jump to that. But right now, no, thank you.
All right, because I definitely, if I do, I need a for sure thing. We need to talk. You need to call me on the phone or something. We need to set something up because if I'm gonna get my car ready to run motor to motor.
If I would even consider you had to have some more money. Listen, that's what you do. That's what you race for. That's cool. I respect that. But I don't race for $1,000.
Well, you won't race for fucking $2,000 either against $1,500. What the hell does it take you to get to race? Man, I'm going way out on a limb trying to run motor to motor, but I still think I can bust that ass if I put my motor gear in it and put my converter back in it, and I think I can get that ass.
You got to switch my arm to get to that. The race I just did was that I was aggravated, and my man was, at the track. So, we talk shit to each other, but at least three to make the fight.
No, that ain't going to happen. I don't have no three damn, no. No, I told you I'd go 15. You want to put your three against my 15 because you think it's a sure thing, go ahead and do that. I'll do it.
Well, Richard Bird want to get me so bad. He want to give me an ass cutting so bad. He might.
He got enough to worry about when I put the bottle on his ass.
I mean that when I say get that bread up.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna see about this, and I think you need to call me. We need to discuss this because I want to run you motor to motor.
I'm sorry. You can talk to the couch home.
Hey, the worst you could do is beat me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like I've been beat before.
I wouldn't even use my time with that. It don't move me. I have no interest in it. But beating you has no interest in me because it's not worth it. I get no gain.
You just don't want hell yeah to bust that ass because then you're going to have to live that shit down just like all the other boys.
You're right. If that's what makes you feel better.
You just don't want everybody to know the hell you busted that ass because you've been kicking that ass. Okay. Give me a shot. Give the little guy a shot. That's all I'm saying. Give the little guy a shot.
Why would I do that? Why would I run up and down the track when I got two people on the hook right now for 10,000?
Well, I mean, hell, it's early in the season, brother.
Well,
you know what I mean? I didn't say tomorrow. We can do this in June, July, whatever.
Let me say it like this. I got somebody that might want to buy it, right? So what I'll do is, when they come to pick it up, I'll call you up. Right? That's what I do. When they come come and buy it, I'll call you up and say, meet me at the track. So when I show them that number that it go for their money, I'll make that test pass on your ass.
You'll make what now?
You heard what I said.
No, you said something about when he showed you the money, it was breaking up. I couldn't understand all that.
I said that I got somebody that might want to buy. I got somebody that want to buy it.
I would
take them to the track to prove them the number that the car go, right?
Okay.
So what I do is, the day they come to buy it, I'll give you a heads up to meet me at the track because I got to take them to the track to prove the number. And I'll just do that to test pass on your ass just to get that.
What if I bust? What happens when I bust that ass and are they still going to buy it? Don't hold that against me if they don't buy the shit then. You know what I mean? Don't say that to yourself because now you're busting my ass.
Ain't no way in hell you can beat that motor. Not with that damn Z. I don't give a damn what motor you fight me.
Yeah, okay.
When that Dotson, you take the gas off of that. You got
you gotta
whoop the ass.
Hey, you do that. You do what you gotta do and give me a call. Get my number from JB and give me a call. We'll get something worked out. But whatever you gotta do, that's fine. I just want to get beside you and I'll do it. You won't run me. You know, you want too much to run motor to juice, you know, because I can't give you all three. Tried to give you two, you wouldn't do it. So I want to run you motor to motor.
Whoa.
And that's the way you race.
Well, shoot it.
I just don't want the money to be even.
Shoot it and give me two of them then.
Give you two what? I already tried to do that at Capitol. Now, what the hell is that shit? I'm standing here out here in my shop drinking a damn beer. I was standing there. And there was no way you were doing it.
Are you going to have more money if you shoot it?
The what?
Are you going to have more money if you shoot it?
If I spray it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we still, you give me a kick through the eight, hell yeah.
No, if you shoot, are you going to have more money?
To beat me, you have to have more money.
Wicked Bird.
And you didn't even let me spray.
Tell him what he got to do. Just go ahead.
He wanna know, hell yeah, know what you say. Hell yeah. Mark said if he run you, let you spray and he on motor, will you run for more money? He said he heard you say 2,000. So he trying to figure out would you run for more than the 2,000 if he run you on motor and let you spray. Hands up.
Yeah, well fuck yeah.
How much money would you have?
Well, I tell you what, you make that race and we'll come up. We'll at least match your three.
You're gonna
run motor and I'm gonna run spray. Heads up.
No, that's
we'll
not.
Do it.
That's not what you just said, man, guys.
That's what Wicked Bird just said.
Well,
no,
Bird,
but hey, I tell you, no, I'm gonna put it to you like this. He wants two, is what y'all he said. Y'all asked him at Capitol, which I'm guessing.
And I said, you give me two of them. You give me two of them, and I'm going to let you shoot. How much would you have? How much money would you have if you give me two?
Probably $1,500, $2,000. I ain't going no more than that.
You need to get that bread.
What the hell's wrong with that? What do you mean, hey? That buys a lot of goddamn beer, son.
Look, how much beer do you drink? How much beer do you drink?
A lot.
All right, I'm going to buy you as much beer. Listen, the day of the race, I'm going to buy you as much beer as you can drink. Get the bread up, and I'm going to buy all the beer you want. I'm going to have a cooler just for you.
All right.
As soon as you get paid, you get that money up.
So you're saying you'll do the two for nothing thing?
No, I didn't. I'll do that too as long as you got some money.
All right, well, don't worry about that. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I got money. I'm okay. I work for a living.
You running right here with a little asshole full of money with a little $1,500. Shit.
Well, that's not little to me. I still got to work for the shit, brother.
Man, that's bullshit money.
Come on, man. Hey, that might be bullshit money to you, but it ain't me.
Listen, man, I ain't knocking you.
I got a lot going. I got a lot going. So, you know, I don't want to go over my means, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, talk to Wicked Bird and see if he can help you out with a pot.
It just sucks that you say you'll do the two for one because that was already set up at Capitol. We told you.
Yeah, but you don't. I would do it, but it's not worth it to me. It's like you can't expose yourself for nothing. Like I whoop you, man. They charge me for this shit. I I'm kicking myself in the ass for beating on the slut.
Oh, he be kicking his ass.
No, you
didn't.
He
be kicking his ass.
What you say? Say that again, Mark.
I said I'm kicking myself in the ass for beating on this slut with for not a lot of money.
hey, hold on. We got a microphone opening up, and I don't know what area code this is. 813-494-0041. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Tip Racing out of Tampa, Florida.
There you go.
Florida on that.
Who we got, Mr. Tip Racing out of?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Florida boys in the house. I think I know who this is. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you know what's going on. We got a young thing up in here with one of the baddest all motor. Small block Ford in the country. Him and Mr. Hell Yeah trying to agree on something. So you know, it's looking like it's starting to work. But in Yonkers' voice, I think he is saying get that bread up.
And I've been sitting back listening at the whole conversation now. Get the bread up. That sounds to me like a man that's hiding behind his money. He don't want to run that other guy's small block. That's what that is.
You got that's it, brother.
If you're a racer, $1,500, $2,000 is not a small bet. Now,
hold on.
I got the flow right now. You is hiding behind your wallet. You hiding behind your wallet is what you're doing. You don't want to tackle that car.
Okay, stop right there. I don't want to lose your point. Hey, Dwayne. Dwayne on there?
Nah, he ain't on, but go ahead. I can feel
this
first.
Listen, do I say what I mean?
Yeah, he's saying
somebody that I won't raise if they bet the money. I just don't jump to any little thing because I got more to lose in the game with that little bit of money. If you get anybody, if you motherfucker come up here, and I'm not insulting that man. But listen, I mean that. That's my slogan. Get that bread up because I'm going to bet that coin.
But that's fine.
I mean that. That don't mean it isn't. That's just like.
Bet the coin with somebody that can afford to bet the coin. But don't shut that man out of a race at his glory to kick your ass because he don't have as much money as you have.
Let me ask you a question. If you're sitting there and you want to race me and you want to bet $10,000 versus this man want to bet $1,500, and I go out there and race this man before I race you, and I beat him, and you feel that you can't beat him. I just shot myself in the foot because I beat him for $1,500, and now the $10,000 man ain't coming.
You put way too much thought into this shit, bro.
Listen, I built the car. Listen, when you build something like this, you build something. You have to go out there and be very competitive, not just to go out there and race and expose your hand. How many cars you got sitting as trophies?
Well, man, that's any goddamn given race. It doesn't mean just because you're racing me, you're giving up everything. I mean, how many other people you race a year?
I got three people in the hook right now, so why would I do that?
Okay, well, how many did you race last year? Did you give your hand up on any of them races? Hell no.
Hey, listen.
And you know what? The three people that you got on the hook, you wouldn't have them on the hook unless you had an idea that you could beat them. But you don't have an idea that you could beat this guy on motor to motor, do you?
No, because these guys are coming. Let me tell you something. I make a statement anytime I race. That's why I know you. I mean, you're in Florida. You might not know me. It's cool. But if you find anybody car similar to mine, you could go from here across country. I'm a runner.
Well, I can't tell.
Okay.
I tried to do the motor to motor thing, and when we were at Capitol.
You want me to give you the brake? You don't. Your car is a backpack.
I asked for the brake. Yeah. Okay. I'm not really set up to run a motor. I gotta try to make my shit, but I'm ready.
Wicked Bird.
I got $1,500.
About anything I said.
Huh?
About a lot about anything.
That
I
was
said.
An excuse, man.
Nah.
There's always something. Every time I try to run you, Stang. Every time I try to run you, there's always some kind of freaking excuse.
I respect what you want to do, but it does not interest me.
Okay, all right, that's good. Then
if you tell me the car is similar to mine, it's not about that. I want to bet the money because it's like, you know what I mean? It don't mean it.
Then when I told you, look, we'll run heads up, $1,000, then you tell me that. I try to give you the fucking race, $1,000, heads up, and you say that's not enough goddamn money.
It's not.
Bullshit.
It cost me $300 just to put it. It's just from my house. I live 30 minutes from the track in my hometown. It cost me $300 just to go to the track.
Well, then you got $700 left if you win.
That's bullshit money. That's bullshit money. Keeping it real.
Whatever, man. I'm just trying to get with you motor to motor. You know what I'm saying? I said I'll run your heads up for $1,000.
As your man from Florida to help you out, ask the other guy with you, and get that bread up. And I'm going to take it out.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't want to run you. That's all right. Just forget it. I'll just keep my shit on spray, and then you'll never get beside me. You'll never get beside me.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'll give you a heads up, Race.
Who's that?
The Wicked Bird.
Wicked Bird. You know we're going to.
Huh?
You know we're going to.
Hell yeah. There's somebody else on here that might be willing to do something with you. I just opened his microphone. 769-0482.
Yeah, I'm on here. I was on here the whole time, but somebody cut my mic off.
Keep it too much noise.
JB.
I won't make it a noise, man. I'm on my house phone, man. And I ain't on no speaker phone either.
I believe you went to sleep. I heard you snoring one time.
Hey, Mark on here, Dwayne.
Yeah, what's up, Mark?
What's good, bro?
These guys
really don't understand how my flow is, but I want to bust it. Listen, if that dude from Florida got something to tell, I'll bust his ass too.
Yeah, that's funny.
Hey, we still on for the 25th, right?
Dwayne, let me ask you a question.
Yo.
If I say something, I'm going to do a race, and I say get that bread up, am I going to do the race?
I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
If somebody comes to me with a race, and it's fair, and all I say is get that bread up, am I going to do the race?
Oh, yeah, he'll race.
But what if the other guy ain't got
any
bread?
How many times did me and you
what
talk?
The hell?
But wait, I just raced Dwayne last weekend, this weekend that just passed. Dwayne said the same thing to you. Dwayne, did I ever say I would race you for $1,000?
Nah.
Why wouldn't I race you for $1,000?
You just said, the same reason you just said, you said that you don't want to show no numbers or something like that.
Now, when you got that bread up, what do we do?
Man.
Oh, we race. And I hope we're going to do it again on the 25th.
Oh, hey, I got a question for you guys. If you run a no time
bucks where I come from, ain't
if you run a no time race, how are you showing your numbers?
It's not about showing your numbers. It's about showing your hand. It's about
you want
to be the certain car.
So you're saying if you run this guy on motor and you beat him or he runs close to you, then everybody knows what his car runs. So you're showing your hand.
Ain't nobody knows what my shit runs.
It's not about necessarily showing what your car is, but if you go out there, put it like this. If you put up and down the track, that no racing is going to be engaged in the car. So you get more people that, I don't race my car unless it's for money. And I don't run up and down the track. So if you got a car that's sitting on the side that might want to race you, you might lose a potential race because they say you run up the track, I can't fuck with your car.
Somebody on speakerphone.
All right,
well, I'm
say it ain't worth running for a little bit of money because I'm just in it for grudges. I ain't no bracket or no class car.
Okay,
I'm in it to get a couple dollars.
So let me ask you a question. If I ran somebody's on speakerphone.
Yeah, I hear you too.
Let me ask you a question. If I run a class race today at a race, let's just say I'm in a class race, and my car is putting up the numbers all day long, at the end of the day, I walk through the pits, and I call you out for $3,000, and I put my car and putting up the numbers all day, you wouldn't race me?
Say that again?
If I let's say they had an event at the track, and I'm a class racer, and I be putting up numbers all day, y'all been on the fence all day long watching me go down the track and other people, and I'm flashing numbers up on the board. At the end of the day, I see you out in the pit area, and I say, hey, look, man, I wanna go at you. Let's go for $3,000, heads up, out the back door. You wouldn't run me?
That's a double-sided effect.
Honestly,
I would, but I wouldn't.
Wait a minute, now, would you run me or wouldn't you run me?
That don't even make any sense.
It all depends. I would, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
It depends on the car. Because if you're going out there.
You got a bicycle you practice that fucking backpedaling on?
y'all are not in it. I just want to go to the track to race. I'm in the track. I set up my race. I go to the track. I race.
And you want to win a fucking? You want to bet a fortune every goddamn time? Some of us fucking racers can't do that.
I'm not knocking you for that. Let me tell
you. Is made out of gold? What?
No, but I'm just saying. What I put in my car, I want to.
Come on, man. That car is fucking dependable, reliable. Man, you probably don't even ever have to do shit. I mean, my shit's been together for fucking 6 years, dude. I freshened it once.
So I'm not knocking you for what you want to do, but you knock me for how I want to do mine. I'm not scared of nobody that's like me. I would run a bunch.
I'm running you with a six-year-old motor, heads up, straight motor for $1,000.
If you was coming to me and say you was going to set your car up the way you said you were going to set your car up and you was going to run for some money, we wouldn't even be talking about this. But you don't want to have no
fuel. I was even being cool, telling you I was going to put a converter and maybe change my gear so I could run motor.
That's your problem.
Yeah, and you still don't want to bite. What the fuck do you got to do?
No disrespect. You're not running for no money. I made that bread. Listen, I'm going to buy you a T-shirt where put my slogan on, get that bread up.
Yeah, I'm going to wear that motherfucker.
You ain't doing nothing.
That motherfucker.
So what you're saying.
You don't want to get out there beside me, because if I do, and when I do, I definitely plan on busting that ass. I just want a chance.
So,
I already gave you the chance to run me. I gave you the hit. And I gave you the move, and I gave you the back tire, and you wouldn't take it. We were right there.
Let me just say how it goes down here. I know people that have done this. They will send. And I know people that around me have done it. They will send somebody out there for $5,000. That know what this car go right. All right, if this dummy take the bait, he take the bait right. Now I'm gonna send my car there to run. Hell yeah, heads up. And I know what he got, but I know what this car go. I'm going to make him think he can win $5,000, right? I go out there and run that car. I'll let this car beat me because I know what this – if that car beats this car, I gauge that he's either faster than this car that I know what this car go. Now, the person that's sitting in the background that bet that $5,000 going to come back and say, all right, well, let's run for 10. And this dummy on that just beat the other car just took the bait.
Just let me beat you then, and then you'll have the fucking other three races lined up.
But the difference of it is, I'm not in it to lose. I'm in it to win. I want my best race for my best dollar, that makes sense to y'all.
All right, well, I ain't got enough money to race you, I guess. I'm not knocking you.
Listen, I got to race
Rody
for
10. I really did. I thought you'd go for it, motor to motor.
You know I wouldn't go for that.
Tank.
You know I wouldn't go for that bullshit.
So what I'm going to do
is
you figure. My car ain't bullshit. And I ain't no bullshit. I've been racing longer than you are.
Hey, I like your style, but it just don't fit for my style right now.
Yeah,
you're
not
having
money.
All
right, that's cool.
So you're not a grudge racer, then?
Excuse me?
You're not a grudge racer.
No, you're not a grudge racer.
You're not a grudge racer. What you are is a manipulator and a gambler. And actually, I'm gonna call you a cheat. Because a grudge racer, if I call you out and you sit back me, you got to have the balls to run me. Not better sit back and lose a race to lose a race, then call me, call somebody out to win, to double your money. That right there is like, you're the kind of guy to give grudge racers a black eye, man.
How do you figure that out? Hey, Florida. I got to step in on that one. I feel what Mark's saying. I feel what you said. But see, it seems to me you more of a clash. A real grudge racer race when he won a race and makes you run when he raises a run. That's the real grudge racer. A real grudge racer don't run anybody to tell them, oh, you should run me or whatever. A real grudge racer go run for his money the way he want to run, point blank.
You would fit real well in like that street outlaw pink type stuff. Because you do it for this. I do it for the bread.
I understand what you're saying. I know exactly where you're coming from. I go plenty of grudge racing around me. I do plenty of grudge racing. But that's time. For the boys.
Put it like this. Let me tell you like this. If you come with anybody comes with a stock suspension car, small block, straight head, all motor, one carburetor, I will run that. But I won't go out there and run them for no
petty money because it's not worth it. It cost me $300 to get a track, and most of these tracks I got to travel to. And
our only problem is we don't have enough money, is what you're saying.
That's all.
With me and you, straight motor.
Come on, I mean, would you rate? Okay, would you rate? So you rate
any
back half
cars? $3,000 to put up, so I tried to split it. I said 15.
I just said it. You know what I mean? It's just the way I race. Some people, I don't see most grudge people like up here. I mean, you can get the race with somebody else, but there's certain classes in grudge racing you could be in. Is a class that
you
got a minimum rate?
There's not at the track. There's not a whole lot of people there running for three stacks or more. Not a whole lot.
Coming to Jersey and New York.
There might be every other guy is racing for three stacks or more. You might be right, but where I come from, it ain't like that. I mean, you know, $500 is a pretty solid bet.
Do you see what I'm talking about? That's why I said, now you was a prime example of how we started and we was ready. Dwayne was like, well, I'll run like this, but then he got to the track and we made a minimum. He got that minimum up and we went out there and raced.
I kind of understand because you ain't never seen, if you look at anything, on Mark don't run for money like that. I'm like you. I don't run for no big money like that because I feel like I like to race. You know what I mean? And I'm like you. I race out my pocket. I don't race with a whole gang of people putting money in. But I understand where he coming from too, because I tried to run him. Now I just lost to him Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I understand where he coming from because that's the way they race. You know, it's like somebody that's having a crap game, having a dice game. If we usually shoot for $100 roll, don't come in there with $5. Now, I used to be the $5 nigga, you know what I mean?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
But what I'm saying is, now that he done made me see the light, because now when I run him back in May, I already got the
bread
up.
You got that
bread
up.
Got the bread up. And so when Mark a good dude, but when Mark come with the shirt to say, get that bread up, I'm going to come with a shirt to say, get that bread up.
Listen, you know how it go? Listen, if you let that fit, listen, when you pull that $15,000 out, you put it back in your pocket. Mine would have stayed on the table to race.
Oh, I know. I know, but mine wouldn't.
So leave that bread up.
Hey,
Wicked Bird, when he come with that, say, get that bread up, I'm going to say, leave that bread up.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go tip for tip with that.
Put it back up.
But you said one true thing. You said that it made it hard on you by you beating me. But you helped me out. You helped me out because maybe won't so many people be afraid of me. But on the same token, when I run you on the 25th, it ain't going to be hard for you to get no races no more.
Listen.
And we
gonna
still
be
gonna laugh.
But listen, in all respect, you got a big block, two carburetors, sheet metal.
No, it ain't sheet metal.
Well, listen, I ain't know that shit before I ran you.
I tell everybody, one thing I will say,
I got a small block and I beat you.
Yeah, but
so
you got a good small
block. It hurt me more. I bet I don't.
Man, you got the motor on the internet right now for $30,000, Mark. You can buy my whole car for $20,000.
Okay, but listen, you can't build my motor for $30,000.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay,
you got a good motor.
I got a $5,000 motor here that I've been running for 6 years, and I'm willing to run you. Motor.
Congratulations.
Why can't that $30,000 motor just snatch that $1,000 from me?
Y'all don't get it. Hey, Mark.
Listen, you know how much it costs to change my valve springs?
Well, that's
maybe
you need to so you can't worry about that.
Maybe about $700 if you got good ones on there, yeah.
Well, let me just say it like this. Why would I go out there and do it? Then you just racing for maintenance. I'm racing to get that bread.
Man, you spent one. How many last year? I got plenty.
Hey, Mark, why don't you try eating some of that bread and put some weight on your ass?
I can't keep that shit in my arm because my pockets be dragging my pants down because y'all motherfuckers don't want to bet no bread.
Hey, Mark.
Now watch. I got a heads up race when I race Rhodey, right, that I know you heard of. Once I bust Rhodey ass, then I might start toning it down. I might.
Get some charity races away.
Yeah, I might give y'all something to look forward to, you know what I mean? Let a couple people beat me to bring some more dummies out the woodwork.
I think Cubby wants you back, too.
Huh?
I think Cubby wants you back.
Listen, Cubby don't want Cubby mad because he lost with Dwayne. He just lost more money on the sideline, so he want me too. His wife cursed him out twice.
Well, how about this? If you got a motor-to-motor race and you go out there and get your ass busted, I'm going to come right behind you and I'm going to run that boy that just busted your ass. What am I doing?
Let me tell you, he won't run you for that $1,000.
Well, he might run me for 15.
He won't run you for 15.
Well, I don't know. He ain't on the phone, but anyway, we'll just see.
Yeah.
I gotta try to do something.
Hell yeah. And I mean this. And listen, people might think I'm a disrespectful motherfucker or not, but I know. Listen to this. Look on YouTube and look up Meek Mill. It's a saying. It's levels to this shit. So you gotta stay on your level.
You can't run with my car anyway. I mean, your car ain't. you can't run with my shit. I'm just trying to slow my shit down. I'm trying to put it on fucking motor and slow down just to run you, dude. What are you fucking talking about?
Good. That's good.
I'm happy you got four fucking cars where you run the heads up. Maybe five.
Well,
if that's
what you think, then put that bread up and then you'll make some money off of that.
So you're going to give me a heads-up race, your motor to my juice, and I'm
going
to
cap you. You see how you want to race? Now, does that even sound fair? Of course.
Well, it does.
Now,
what the fuck is
grudge
that?
Racing.
Is that going to be Mark's way? What the hell? Man, I can't get anything.
Wrong.
I tried to do everything, you know, possible. I tried to fucking put them on motor.
I got a nicer car that I'll run you with, but it's not worth it. Like, you don't have – I keep telling you, I mean it, but you're not running for no money.
So $1,500 won't even run nitrous car to nitrous car.
Listen, you know how much it costs to fill nitrous bottles up right down here?
Man, look, I got a fucking nitrous station in my trailer. I'll fill your fucking bottle for free, bro.
Your nitrous ain't the same as my nitrous. You got slow nitrous.
Well, how much everything costs.
Why don't you ask all your partners about all that slow ass shit I got in my car?
I'm not in it for that. Hell yeah, I don't. Listen, all I wanted to do. I graduate, I raise some money. That's it.
Hey,
that's the nature of this
business. Don't think I'm a disrespectful motherfucker, but if you're scared, say you're scared.
Okay.
I'll take that.
I'm scared.
Off. All right,
there you go,
Dad. For 20, so we'll run your heads up with a small block door.
Oh, there we go. Huh? There you go. Hey, hell yeah, there's your race right there.
That's Joe?
It's Joe.
Right,
we're going with the
Mister.
Heads up. Take, put
20. Hey, Joe, am I wrong? Am I lying? Hey, Joe, how do we grudge race up here? You know how we do.
I know it's always.
Yeah, I just don't have enough money to run with y'all, man.
But look, we don't run for that little bit of bread. Now, Joe, you gonna run up for that 1500?
Yeah, we're running for the 1500 MIR just to shut them up.
Yeah,
just to
shut
them up.
Yeah, because you
shut
them up. That's my man.
Put 20 in Willie bars. We're running small bucks to small bucks, nitrous to nitrous.
And who's this?
The car's the best.
Joe,
the red Mustang.
It's a nitrous car, it's a small block. You fast ass motherfucker. Shut your ass up and get that
1500. I'm a fast ass motherfucker. You're goddamn right I am. I always been. And go play on occasion.
You see what I'm saying? Look, that's what you want to do.
Don't
want to
take your wheelie bars off and run your heads off.
Look, dude, I don't take my wheelie bars. I ain't taking my wheelie bars off for fucking 5 stacks.
Well,
You're scared. All
right. That shit took me the wrong way.
We'll drink some beers. I'll just watch you race. And I'll sit by the ass and watch you race.
Yeah, I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, you do that, kid. You do that.
Now, fuck all that. Hey, JB, fuck that.
Yo, what's going on?
This is what we're going to do. On the 25th of my bus, Dwayne asked, he needs to
lock
in 500 on 5,000. I busted his ass on the 25th.
Ho, what did you say?
You need to lock in.
Lock in what?
500 on 5.
We running for the same bread. Me and Steve.
That
me
ain't,
and
listen, that, listen, that's too much bread.
Huh?
That's not enough bread no more.
Come on, Mark. Don't cut that. Cut that bullshit out.
Yeah, don't do it, good. I pissed y'all.
Cut that bullshit out
that,
now.
Look,
I was
that
on,
was,
I was
look,
on your
was
side
only,
on this shit.
That was only because it was at the track.
You know what? Lock that shit in. Fuck it.
500 on 5,000.
You got it. What we run for, 36.50 last week?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Damn.
You got it.
We're going to get Joe on the phone, and you got to come back with the same shit. We're going to run the same race, heads up, 1/8
mile. Well, you the one who got the 10%. You better, I'll be honest with you, Mark. Now, since you want to do that, so you ain't going to sell the motor, right?
Huh?
Matter of fact, fuck it. I don't give a fuck what small block you come back long as on motor.
Huh?
And I'm going to have the same motor.
God damn, you should have that motherfucker that slow has a big block.
Okay.
We get Joe on the phone. We're going to lock in. We're going to run for that. When we get a week before the race, we're going to lock in because we both going. But I got two races to hand before you. So once I knock these two off, you next.
Okay. Right. I'm waiting on it, brother.
You ain't got no room for hell yet.
I'm
no
waiting on it.
Hell yet.
And who said I got a slow-ass car? Who else want to get some?
I said you got a slow-ass car. The small block that just beat the shit out of you.
Car too.
Who said
that? Shit out of you.
Say it again.
Joe said you got a slow-ass car.
Joe can't even talk. We ought to put a fucking muzzle over his mouth tonight. He shouldn't even be allowed to talk tonight.
Shit. You ain't going to do shit.
Well, Joe, all you got to do, like I said before, when I lose, I win, brother. I seen all I need to see.
Yeah.
So like I said, Joe, his mouth is slow. The pink warrior got action on the 25th, too.
With what?
And I ain't even worried about that. I don't even lift the hood on my shit the whole day of the day.
I got action
Joe.
What?
You got action, Joe.
Oh, no problem.
You got action. I begged you down Fayetteville for action. I ain't getting none.
Is that Joe with the Vega?
No,
that's Joe with the pink warrior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what car that is.
Hey, listen. Hey, Dwayne, can I ask you a question?
Yo.
How was that ride home with that sore ass after that small block?
You know what it was? It was kind of a slow ride, to be honest with you. Because I wanted to get that bitch home, and I can't wait till the 25th get here.
It's going to get worse for you.
No, I promise you. Hey, look, Mark. I had a good time with y'all boy from up north. But, dog, y'all might have some problems with me after the 25th.
Listen.
Y'all might not like me no more.
Yeah, you ain't going to
like us after you're going to be 9 grand in the hole.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. Joe, best thing you do is sit back and push the one button and get offline.
You see, I like. Let me tell you, like, I got a couple cars back at home. We supposed to race that set up like you, and now they scared. So that race hurt me, but it wasn't for enough money.
Oh well, I just.
But I'm gonna let you get that.
Man, and a little guy like me, we fuck him up with a small block. And you won't run heads
hell
up.
Hell yeah, you come up here.
Hell
you
yeah.
Need to bring your ass up here and race that car once or twice. You get your ass whooped so much, you wouldn't even want to race no more.
Yeah,
hey, hell yeah.
How many times I fucking heard that shit, dude?
Stop
hey,
saying
yeah.
That shit. Stop saying everybody's scared of you. You got Willie Barnes and a thick tire.
Yeah, but you ain't even, like, nobody want to prove it to you because you ain't betting no goddamn money.
And he's got big tire and a
Willie Barnes. Every time I race, I make a fucking pass, dude. Ain't nothing stayed with me. And it ain't
first. Let me
say
that. I guarantee you, if you come out there and say you're running any, if you come up here and say you're looking for a race and you're going to bet that money, you get
small
your ass whooped so
kid.
Fast.
Small block one kid. I'm good to
okay.
Go.
Okay. I got 10
just
cars
just
right
like
now.
You got your own stipulations on shit. Small block one kid, I'm good.
Joe could whoop your ass right now, but he won't because if he go out there and whoop you, he whooped the car out of his class.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Come with 28s on. We're running with our small block car. Heads up. Leave your fucking sissy sticks on.
Leave my sissy sticks on? No, let's stay on, brother.
You put 28s
on, stay
leave your bars on. Leave your bars
on. Nah,
ain't
going to happen.
Come with 28s.
Well, they still have bars on if I come with 28s.
Yeah, leave them on. Leave them the fuck on. Bring your small block. We're running heads up in our small block car.
You got people going in the fours on 28s and drag radios. You don't need them big ass tires. You just outdated.
You got almost 2 months to test. What are you worried about? Locking this.
Yeah.
They just told the little woman just texted and said that we are not streaming anymore, so we're gonna have to probably get this on finished next week. But it's looking like May 25th at my office will be smacked.
Damn right, because I'm a fuck Young Sting up, straight up. That motherfucker. Hey, I like it, dude. We gonna laugh and joke and shit after, but I'm gonna fuck him up and joke.
All you gonna do is the same thing you did last time. Put your shit on.
Hey, look, I seen what I need to see, Mark.
You ain't seen nothing.
I seen what I need to see, Mark.
Yo, let me ask you a question. What happens when somebody stay in the gas and stretch get bigger? You don't get bigger when you keep whacking that motherfucker. Wow, 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 wow.
You hear that? Man, you ain't start wagging till you pass 1,000-foot mark. You had the motherfucker, your foot through the floor. And you say you got a fake leg. You need to talk to that. You must got an electronic jank. Because that motherfucker programmed to do the
floor. It's only
going to
get worse for you. What you going to do?
Well, you know, all I'm going to say is, Mark, I got that bread up.
Dwayne, can you let we be your heart?
We be got heart. I mean, Joe, you talking to me. Don't talk to me. I think we be on the phone.
He came at me with $500 that day.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hey, let me tell you. I'm going to make this statement. Hey, Joe. I guarantee you, me or your car, I swear to God, if you go out there and let somebody whip you that got duct tape holding their water hose on, I'm going to burn your shit, and then I'm going to burn my shit, too.
Tape holding the water pump up.
Weeby got duct tape hosing on his top radiator hose.
I'm trying to lock him in. He don't want to lock in. He got no
heart. So, that dead-ass big block ain't going to do nothing.
Came at me down Fayetteville, said he only wanted to do it for $500. And I said, no, that ain't happening. That's why I didn't do it.
Well, exactly. That's the same shit that
came up with 1,000, and it got too bad.
Well.
Hey, Joe.
I'm here.
There he is.
What's up?
Before I get off here, Joe, I'm going to let you know June 14th, Josh Jones is coming down from South Carolina. He said he wants to do something with the Pink Warriors.
Hey, JB.
Yo,
JB.
You can run a big block.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to take care of Mark because I'm going to stay on motor for Mark because, like I say, everybody tried to say the man was spraying and people coming in whispering in my ear. I was there. I know the boy car on motor. You know what I mean? I know he on motor. So I'm going to stay on motor for Mark, like just so I can run him. I want to run Pink Warrior on June 14th. Can I run him at the election day? Can I run him? I'm asking you and Wicked Bird right now. Do I have y'all permission to run him on election day?
Let me tell you something like this, if your big ass is as big as a motherfucking person, gotta ask somebody else if you can have permission. You don't need that fucking weight. Get your big ass out of here. What I told you about that weight?
Hey, don't get it twisted, dog. I'm a gentleman at the track. I'm an animal in the fucking streets.
That big ass weight you got, you don't need to ask no permission. You need to talk to a Pink Warrior.
Maybe he needs to put me in that motherfucker and drive it if he's worried about weight.
Who is that?
You ain't rich. Yo, you stay out of this. Hell yeah, you ain't rich.
Hey, hell yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I wouldn't even want to put your life in danger like that.
He over there trying to add and be on your team. He don't even know what we're talking about.
Hell yeah.
I'm just trying to get each other in the middle of this shit, man.
Hey, look, Pink Warrior, me and you on June 14th, gas on gas, heads up. Big block to big block.
Why you don't do the MIR?
Because I'm going to run you on motor at MIR. I'm going to put something on that motherfucker for Pink Warrior. Because I'm like you. I don't want to ask nobody for shit. and I ain't giving shit up.
Well, listen, you come up here and make things, I make Pink Warrior bust your ass.
Man, you better work on trying to bust my ass. You ain't got room to work on nobody else's shit but yours.
I already did.
Yeah, you did.
What track is yours?
You did. You know, I'm gonna keep my comment to myself because it's grudge racing.
That's a first.
But you won, Mark. You won, my brother.
That's all that matters, mother.
You won. You won.
Hey,
but
look,
you ain't beat. But you ain't beat a damn thing.
Hey, fellas, I'm gonna have to holler at y'all because I'm about to hit this bed. I can't get that bread right now if I don't hit this bed in the morning. So I'm gonna have to holler at y'all for it.
Hey, listen, man, everybody, when they start, hey, Wicked, bro, you see what you done started? Everybody saying my shit. If they don't get that bread, they got to pay up $5 to use that sand for that bread.
You ain't copyrighted. You ain't copyrighted nothing, Mark.
No.
I copyrighted. I copyrighted that.
What are you talking about? What's your hometown track? Dang. What is it, Echo?
Englishtown.
Englishtown. That's where you run at, where all your boys are.
Yeah, I could do whatever you want me to be if you got that bread.